Neighbors said the sheriff's office has received no complaints from any Tide models that posed for Wilder. He said several that were interviewed said Wilder had acted very professionally, and they expressed shock that he was suspected in several abductions or murders. Tom Davis, owner of Tide, said Wilder was not associated with the business. While Davis acknowledged that he had met Wilder through Grand Prix racing, he said Wilder was not one of about 40 freelance photographers associated with Tide. "We never sent him models. No way on that," said Davis. Though neighbors said Wilder may have had arrangements with other agencies throughout the area in the early 1980s. He said Wilder removed the studio and photographic equipment from his home after his arrest in Australia. The self-styled fashion photographer then began dropping off his film at a local Kmart store to be developed. Sun Sentinel staff writers Ott Sefkin and Patricia Sullivan, along with correspondent Nick Yardley in Australia, contributed to this report. Wilder victims still missing 1 year later. February 23, 1985. Heidi Gonzalez will think about the wedding that was planned for her daughter last June, and she'll cry. Dolores Kenyon will talk about the bedroom filled with her daughter's unused belongings, and she, too, has to cry. It has been 12 months now since Rosario Gonzalez disappeared, and nearly as long since Beth Kenyon has been gone. But to each of the missing young women's families, the pain and the questions have not been diminished by time. Though it has been a year since Christopher Wilder began a cross-country odyssey of kidnap, rape, and murder that authorities believe started with the disappearances of the two South Florida women and ended in his own death 8,000 miles later, he keeps a grim hold on many. The families of Gonzalez and Kenyon still don't know the fate of their daughters. Neither do Wilder's many investigators. And they don't know how many other unknown victims he may have claimed either. With the suspected murderer gone, the family's FBI agents and police officers continue to follow clues and search for the missing women, all the while piecing together bits of the Wilder puzzle. "It has been a year, and we still cry," said Dolores Kenyon of Pompano Beach. Dolores and William Kenyon's daughter, Beth, 23, was last seen March 6th with Wilder at a Coral Gables gas station. "You can't help but cry," she said this week. "I don't think my heart could be broken any worse. We've gone through a year of this, and we're still at that gas station. We don't know what happened to her after that. Whatever has happened, we will accept as God's way. But we need to know what happened," said Heidi Gonzalez of Miami. Rosario Gonzalez, 20, daughter of Heidi and Blas Gonzalez, disappeared from the Miami Grand Prix a year ago this weekend. In the last year, the two families have hired private detectives, consulted psychics, distributed thousands of missing posters, placed newspaper ads from here to El Salvador, and traveled as far as Mexico and Canada, in hopes of finding their daughters, whether it would be to find them alive or not.